And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of June, 2011. It was on this day, 1631, Mumtaz Mahal died, and her husband, the Emperor Shah Jahan, was so grieved he spent the next 22 years building her mausoleum, the Taj Mahal, in Agra. She was his favorite of his three wives. She died giving birth to their 14th child. More than 20,000 workers were employed building the mausoleum, including the tomb built of white marble inlaid with semi-precious stones, which has suffered greatly in recent years from the pollution of nearby foundries and automobile traffic. 1885, on this day, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor, a gift from France, funded by the French people. The sculptor Frederick Auguste Bartholdi chose Bedloe's Island for the site. The statue, 151 feet high, made of sheets of copper over a framework of steel supports. Mounted on the pedestal, it stands 305 feet tall, the face of the woman modeled after Bartholdi's mother. And the verse by Emma Lazarus on the base, which ends, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." It's the birthday of the novelist John Hersey, born in Tianjin, China, to missionary parents, 1914, who in 1937 wrote a letter to Time magazine telling them everything he thought was wrong with the magazine, and they offered him a job. It's the birthday of Stravinsky, Igor Stravinsky, 1882, born in Oranyebum near St. Petersburg, Russia. His father was a leading operatic basso. Stravinsky went to law school but started composing music, showed some of his work to Rimsky-Korsakov, whose son was also in law school, and Rimsky-Korsakov took Stravinsky on as a pupil. Stravinsky, best known for his early work, The Firebird, The Rite of Spring, his opera The Rake's Progress, with a libretto by W.H. Auden, a classic of the 20th century opera. Moved to Switzerland in 1910, France 1920, Hollywood 1939, New York 1969, though he considered Venice his spiritual home, and that's where he's buried. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Bruce Detlefsen, untitled. What would I write if I had only 4 or 5 lines worth of ink or time left? How we children were put down around 8 o'clock in the bedroom nearby with a crack of light from the open door so the grown-ups could smoke, play cards, and talk. How I walked my sweetheart home from 8th grade on that orange afternoon, carried her books from school, and she said the word marriage. How perfect the rainbow of the ball, my triple during the All-Star game with my father there. How I heard the first cries of my baby, little bundle wrapped in that thin, pale, yellow flannel blanket in my arms against my chest. What would I write? Would I drop an anonymous note to Jesus? Would I beg you to remember to keep this untitled green and blue world of ours? Really, what would I write if I had only 4 or 5 lines worth of ink or time left? A poem untitled by Bruce Detlefsen from his collection Breather, published by Fireweed Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.